welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm Blaine Barton, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. And with me today, I've got Ed Wilson. How you doing, Ed? Good to see you back. Welcome.
Good to see you, Blaine.
So what's going on? We're doing PowerShell. You're working on a new book. You want to tell the viewers a little bit about the book?
Well, I did my, for PowerShell 4, I did my PowerShell Best Practices book. And now for PowerShell 5, I'm doing the PowerShell Step-by-Step book.
Nice.
So, Blaine, yes. What happened to IT Time?
Well, you know, I was working on a book this year, too. So about 11 months on the book, and now we're back. IT Time Radio's back.
Awesome.
So let's talk about PowerShell script. What are you going to show us today?
Well, what I'm going to do today is, it's a very, very, very common thing. Everything that we wind up doing, we still wind up messing with strings. I mean, you know, we have object-oriented programming, we have all kinds of objects, but eventually at some point in time, you've got to create the objects. And one of the easiest way to create those objects is from strings, like a CSV file.
Sure.
So what I'm going to show today is basically we're going to take some CSV files, we're going to import it, and we're going to create some objects from it. The basic idea on that is, you know, you're going to get your data from somewhere. You know, I don't care where you get your data. You're going to take your after we've manipulated the strings, creator objects, you're going to put it somewhere. I don't care. So this is absolutely, positively a foundational technique. And then at the very end, I'm actually going to show you a real-world scenario. So I got this email at scriptor@microsoft.com, you know, from this IT guy. And, dude, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look.
But we can look at each of these fields and, you know, get a feel for what our data might do. And in reading this, we just use import CSV, which is really good at bringing in data for us. So then the next thing I want to do is to fix the date. Now, the date's actually pretty simple because we have day, month, year, then I can put this together and convert it into a date time format. And there is date time, of course. And yeah, the thing to keep in mind, yeah, is that we have no idea what the time might be. So when does PowerShell using the .NET framework, it just converts it into midnight. But it doesn't matter because when I pour it in the date time format, the databases will know that that we'll have that there, and then we could just simply ignore the timestamp part of this if we want to. In order to bring this data in, I use the PS custom object type accelerator, and within this, then I just cast it or convert it from a series of strings into a date time object. So then the next thing that we need to do is to try to fix the name itself. Now the names, this is starting to become a bit more complicated. And the reason is because, you know, the names, as we saw, some of them are capitalized, some of them are first name, last name, some of them are last name, first name. And so we really don't know exactly what that's going to be. Well, one of the nice things about Windows PowerShell is that we have complete access to the .NET framework. And so when I use git culture, it returns a culture info object. From there, the culture info object actually has a text info field, and then we can take that and use the toTitleCase method. And when we do that, then it'll automatically properly, you know, capitalize the first word of each of these. So we've got, you know, the last name, first name, last name, doesn't matter. It'll capitalize the first letter of each of those. And then when I do, I also, because it looked like some of these had maybe some extra spaces, so once I split the name into last name, first name, then I use trim to remove trailing as well as leading spaces. And then once I do that, well, boom, I throw it back into a custom object. I do some labels of last name, first name, or first name, last name. And voila, once I run this script, then we can see that we now have our names properly sorted. So just like that, you know, we were able to fix the date, converted into from a series of three different fields into a date time object. We were able to fix the name, and so that we now have first names and last names. And so then the next thing that we want to do is to try to fix the address. And when we do this, then you would run through this, and then this is a lot more complicated. And depending on what my data may look like, I essentially develop a series of rules. You know, so we read from our text file, and then you know we split it, and then we need to we're going to replace street. So S-T-R-E-E-T or lowercase S-T-R-E-E-T, we're going to replace that with S-T. And this is a replace uses a regular expression. So this pipe here inside the string is the OR character for that. Then I'm going to match. This was the town that was abbreviated sometimes. And so if I find this, then I'm going to spell it out. South Carolina was sometimes spelled out. Sometimes it was abbreviated. So I want to make sure that it's just abbreviated. If the zip code is too long, greater than 5 characters, then I'm going to generate an error. And then once I do that, then I take each of these fields, throw them into street, city, state, and zip. And now once again, I will have a custom object that represents the address. And we can look through here. We see that we have a couple of errors. Now I have I could do a couple things with these errors. I can just simply leave those here, go in and manually correct them. I could just simply trim that stream down to 5 characters and just assume that I'm going to take the first 5 numbers. That may not necessarily work. If I really wanted to be clever, I could use a web service and do a lookup for the actual, and then pull down an actual zip code based upon the street address. There's a number of web services that are available. There's public APIs as well as commercial APIs that would look this up and that would permit me to do this. I've had a series of Hey Scripting Guy blog articles where I talk about using web services. So then the next thing that I need to do then is, so now that I know how to read the date and fix that, I know how to read the first name, fix that, and the last name, and know how to fix the address field, then the next thing that we want to do is to put the whole thing together into a single single script. And and here again, you know, this single script is it's going to be customized for each one of these data imports, but the important thing is to follow this process. So I import this in, and then for each row that comes back out of my CSV, then I use regions inside the PowerShell ISE. This makes it easier for me from troubleshooting purposes. It makes it easier to read and understand. So I named each region name, address, then I create my custom object. So the name, this is the same code that I worked out before, made sure that it worked, and I just added it into this. So we use the culture info object, we title case the name, we split it, we trim it. If there was a comma, if there's not a comma, then we're assuming that it was first name, last name. And based upon our data that we looked at, that was a reasonable assumption. Now, you're going to have to run this several times, you know, because your rules aren't going to necessarily catch every particular occurrence. You know, for instance, if you have a 10,000 row export from your database, you're not going to be able to read through that 10,000 rows, you know, and determine what rules or what errors need to be corrected. But you can, by using this procedure, run it, and then you look at the outliers. And if there's a significant number of these that have become a problem, then you add an additional rule or you tweak your rule in fixing it. If it's just a few, and if it's a really complicated problem, it may actually just be easier to go ahead and fix it by hand. So this is the address here. The same code again that we ran through there. This is the same code, you know, that fixes the date time object. And all I've done is placed all of this code into a single script. And then when I run it together, then we can see that each of the records comes back. You know, so now we got last name, first name, date, city, street, zip code. And Now it's just a simple matter of importing it into our database, you know, and the exact procedure for doing that depends, of course, on the actual database that you use. And if it's Active Directory, then you can use the Active Directory commandlets, import it. If it's SQL, you know, you'll use a different way, you know, of importing that, or if it's some other database. And that's it.
And that's a wrap.